Excited to see Adrian Robinson on the field this year, maybe?
Absolutely. And Larry Donnell. Both of those guys. Yeah, very much so. We're in this position of tight ends here. We have a revolving door on our office and meeting room because players continue to come through here. And that's a fun thing for me, though. I never look at that as saying, oh, geez, we just got this guy trained and he went somewhere and became a multimillionaire. That's our job here. But the challenge of teaching and coaching these young guys and putting them in the program is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Why I still do this is exactly that. Is training and getting these young guys to do some things that possibly they could never have done before. It's fun to watch that.
So if Boss was still here, you'd be retired.
Well, I didn't say that. I wouldn't mind if he was still here. But they move on, you know, they do. And that's just the part. It's a young man's league today, so it's not just this position. It's happening all over. So fortunately, our personnel department and our collectively we've been able to go out and secure players, either by trade, as we did in some cases, or by free agency, as we did with Brandon Myers. We've been able to go out and find young players who really weren't drafted and been able to bring them in and train them. And so it is a position, because of the salary cap, and on very few occasions gets a high percentage of your salary cap. So it's a developmental position. There are a number of them in the NFL today. So it's important that you do get guys that are the right kind of guys that have the size and at least a high-end amount of talent. They don't have to be superstars, but because you'd be paying them high if they were. But you develop them, and they can be very, very good contributors to your football team. And generally, these are the guys that they're not prima donnas. You know, every day they know is a prove-it day for them. They kind of have that free agent mentality. And Brandon Myers, we got a guy here from the Raiders this is the fifth offensive system he's played in. So coming here, you would think, well, he's played in the NFL, he started in the NFL, but he came in here with just the right attitude, a free agent mentality attitude. He gets mad at himself when he doesn't execute things the way he knows they should be done. So we do have guys that are helping each other, coaching each other a little bit along the way. Mayor Pascoe has been a vital part of this because he is the only guy here really with any playing time. We lose Henry Hynoski early in our spring camp. So Bear goes to fullback, but he's still able to play the tight end position and all those other positions. Plus, he's been terrific in helping work with these young guys and a real valuable asset. So we take these young guys and try to grow them up. We want to get Adrian on the field. He's a terrific target. He runs well. We'd like to see if Larry Donnell can make a contribution. Certainly, size and talent-wise, he has that. But he missed all the spring, the mini camps, because of a broken foot, so he's virtually just starting right now. So how fast can those guys grow? The faster they grow, the more effective we're going to be. I do think we have, size-wise, the biggest group I've ever worked with. You know, those guys are 278, 280, 282, and they can run fairly well. So we haven't had that around here ever since I've been here in 1982. We haven't had that size player. So that should add to our running game on the edge and should enable us to block some of these defensive ends that are in this league now and some of these outside linebackers. So hopefully with the quickness and speed of our running backs, that can be a huge contribution is the way we block the edge of the offense and be more effective in the run game.
With Larry and Adrian especially, I mean, how potent could a goal line set be with those two guys if you could get them around?
Well, effective as run blockers, but the other thing is even in the approach to the goal line. You know, here's two guys that can jump like gazelles, so if the ball goes up there, I'm going to take the over on the fact that one of them got a chance to get it. Because the defensive backs back there, a lot of whom are 6 feet tall, can't possibly elevate with these guys. So if they can get the right things done and learn to read the coverage and get in the right place so that the quarterback can trust them, then I think they could be very effective. Scoring zone.